This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. A few miles from our studios over in East L.A., there's a dilapidated row of bungalow apartments where the renegade poet Charles Bukowski once lived. His fans are trying to have that property designated a historic monument.
But the owners of the property don't want that. They say Charles Bukowski was an anti-Semite and Nazi sympathizer. Gloria Hillard has the story.
Like other Charles Bukowski fans who have made this pilgrimage, Leonard Lasalandra is trying to get a good picture, but a chain-link fence is in the way. He presses his body against the wire mesh, and in his lens, the steel barricade disappears.
When he would write about L.A., and now I see where he wrote it from, it's a visual effect for me of his writing.
His picture is of a row of beige stucco bungalows with small porches with chipped and fading red deck paint. It was here, in the bungalow next to a struggling palm, where the iconic writer spent more than a decade, and in his own words, wrote and drank to keep madness at bay.
His soul is here. You know how many bottles of rye were tumbled on that floor in that house to give out the juices? This has atmosphere. This has meaning.
The life of the boozing and brawling Bukowski was the subject of the 1987 film Barfly, starring Mickey Rourke.
Some people never go crazy. What truly horrible lives they must live.
The deteriorating bungalow is where the body writer wrote his most famous novel, Post Office. Remembered by a legion of fans as the poet laureate of Skid Row, Bukowski penned six novels, hundreds of short stories, and thousands of poems, including this one, read by the author.
And in Los Angeles, the storm drains weren't built to carry off that much water. And the rain came down thick and mean and steady, and you heard it bang.
That center boarded up window was his kitchen, and that's where he would sit and type.
Richard Shave, a Bukowski fan who conducts literary tours of Los Angeles, learned last summer that the property was on the market as a teardown. That's when he and other preservationists petitioned the Cultural Heritage Commission to have it designated as a historic cultural landmark.
I think Los Angeles is quickly losing what few pegs allow us to get back this lost time that sites like this let us touch on.
The site was recommended for historical designation. The final approval is up to the Los Angeles City Council. But the owners of the property, Jewish immigrants from the Ukraine, are fighting the landmark status. Their attorney, Joseph Trank, says included in his challenge is the allegation that Bukowski was a Nazi sympathizer.
He had some interesting views. And those part of those views entail being very sympathetic, if you wish, to the Nazi ideas.
Those charges were raised by Ben Pleasance, a former friend of Bukowski's. Pleasance wrote a book about the author with a chapter titled When Bukowski Was a Nazi. In it, Pleasance recounts an incident at a Jewish deli.
The two of us sat down to discuss something, and he yelled out, "Turn on the gas."
John Martin of Black Sparrow Press was Bukowski's longtime publisher and friend for 36 years.
Bukowski did like to say outrageous things. He was a contrarian. He was very liberal and for the underdog and for the underpaid and the overworked. And such a claim is just so far afield, I don't understand it.
Martin says it was at the small bungalow where he first offered Charles Bukowski $100 a month to quit his job at the post office and start writing full time. And as far as what Bukowski might think about all this,
Bukowski, I think, would have thought it was silly.
If the property receives landmark status, it can delay but not protect the site from demolition, an irony that most certainly would not have been lost on its most famous resident. In his poem, Crucifix in a Death Hand, Bukowski wrote, "Real estaters, subdividers, landlords, freeway, engineers arguing, this is their land, and I walk on it, live on it, a little while." For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.